This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes to continue the study which we began yesterday of the question, can a sincere, zealous, religious person be lost? Now, the Bible answer to that is yes. And yet we know that most religious people, even those who claim to follow God, to follow the Bible, and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, would say, yes, being sincere and zealous and religious is enough to save a person. But I have already pointed out that sincerity does not change poison into something good if you swallow it. A doctor's sincerity does not change a wrong diagnosis into a right one. A pharmacist's sincerity does not change his error in filling a prescription into a right one. And a butcher's sincerity in giving you dog meat instead of beef does not make that mistake be changed into beef. We continue along this line. Does a bank robber's sincerity overcome his crime? If a man is sincere and really thinks that what he's doing is right, and he goes into a bank and holds it up and robs it and perhaps even kills people, does that make it right? Of course we know that it does not. Does a farmer's sincerity overcome his mistake in planting onion seed instead of watermelon seed? If he wants his field to be filled with watermelon vines so that he will get watermelons from it, thinking that watermelons are going to be of a very high price, but instead he reaches in the wrong seed bin and gets onion seed instead, will that sincerity have changed those onion seed into watermelon seed and make watermelon grow in that field? We all know that it will not. Not anybody believes that. Does a student's sincerity in wrongly working a problem in mathematics cause a teacher to accept his wrong answer? Of course it does not. Does a scientist error in designing a rocket to go to the moon if he miscalculates as to the strength of metal, or if he miscalculates in the mathematics involved, so that the rocket, given that mathematical error and given the error in metal strain, will that man's sincerity change the rocket into such a situation that it will fly to the moon and back? Of course, we all know that it does not. If an engineer makes a mistake in designing a bridge, will that sincerity change that bridge into having such strength that it will hold the loads of a great many trucks and cars going over it? We all know that it does not. There have been many instances in which bridges have collapsed because engineers have either miscalculated or because construction or bridge constructionists have miscalculated in using materials to work with it. Now, all of these things we all understand. There is absolutely no question about it so far as any of us are concerned. Taking poison sincerely doesn't change the poison into good food. A doctor's sincerity doesn't change a wrong diagnosis into a good one. And so on and on. But yet when we come to the one thing of religion, then we make the error that the devil wants us to make, and that is to believe that just being sincere without having the truth, being zealous without having the truth, without obeying the truth, will actually save one. The truth of the matter is, many of the Jews who had a very crucial part in the work that led to the crucifixion of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ were sincere. The Apostle Peter makes clear in Acts chapter 3, verse 17, when he said, I know that in ignorance you did it, but they were guilty of sin and they were lost. The fact that they were sincere did not change their error into right. The fact that they were wrong about the Lord Jesus Christ, that they rejected his sonship, even though they were sincere, did not make their error right. The Ephesians were sincere in Acts 19 in being baptized, but the fact that they'd been baptized for the wrong reason, their sincerity did not change that wrong reason into a right one. And so we can look now at the Bible itself into a specific instance. The case of the Ethiopian eunuch, the record of it is found in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. And I hope that you will read that account before our lesson tomorrow. I hope you'll be back at the same time tomorrow when again we continue our study. Can zeal and sincerity save a religious person if he does not believe and obey the truth? Until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.